This is a Collider.com audio interview.
A lot of online press?
But based out of here, or they flew you in?
They flew us in LA.
Ah.
Go around the table and just say your name and outlet real fast.
Doesn't matter.
No? Okay.
All right. No, I'm not going to answer any different.
I guess how did you first come to this, and were you a fan of Foot Fist Way and all that?
I changed agencies. This is something that they gave me that they had read before. I read it and really liked it. I knew the casting director, so I called her and hustled it, and then went in and met Jody. Was Seth there? And then and I said, look, I really want to do this. And every time I've had to do a comedy, I've had to read for it. So I said, look, I'll come in and read for it. And sure enough, I had to read for it, and which is fine with me. I didn't care. And I got it.
What is it like working with Jody? As you know, he's a relatively new director.
He's great. I'm not just saying that, too. There was only one other director who, and I consider him like a first-timer, kind of like how Joe Carnahan was. And I just got the same vibe as somebody who really knows what they want. They're very secure with who they are and what they want their movie to be. And I guarantee that he's going to be something, thank you, later on.
Jody also mentioned some intense fights between you and Seth. What are those about?
Well, I don't see dailies or anything, but from what they said, they wanted it to be funny, but they also wanted it based in a reality. And the fight was something that he really wanted based in a reality. And I'd say Seth is one of the better actors I've worked with. He really is. And I trust him, and he trusts me. So usually with things like that, you know, usually an actor's ego gets in the way, and they don't like getting hit, or they don't know how to do it, or they want to get close. And Seth really knows the camera. It was, and we wanted to do it all ourselves. It was intense.
Jody said you're really mean to Seth in a couple of the scenes. What are you so mean to him about?
Because he's an asshole. His character's a jerk. From my character's point of view.
Are you turning the straight man to his funny?
I think so. I think if there is any humor from my character's point of view, it's the fact of how serious I am, and I just want to get my job done. And Seth is just so extreme, and so the way he does things just kind of upsets my character. And hopefully, you know, within that, there's some humor.
We saw a take of you guys, and he's getting pretty intense in front of the camera. Does it take all of your strength to not laugh at some of these one-liners that he keeps on throwing out there?
Sometimes it does, and after that I just kind of lock in and not think that it's supposed to be funny. If anything, it's supposed to be annoying, so you just kind of stay in character. But sometimes, especially when he's with Michael Pena and the other guys, they like to lay it on thick, and you can't help but laugh because some of the stuff is really funny. Sometimes it's not. But I think that's what makes anything good. You know, they're willing to try anything, and that's what makes it kind of on the edge. Which is good. If it were, you know, I think it's better that they try and fail than not try at all. And that's including myself, too.
Does it keep you on your toes?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd like to think that, you know, I do my homework and whatever the actor throws at me, I'm there for. So I'm not thrown by it. And I saw early on that that's the way they like to work. And I like it. It does. It keeps attention going. Oh, yeah, yeah, all of them. I liked all of them.
So did you go in with any preconceived ideas?
No, the only thing is I just never understood why he doesn't like Steely Dan. He says it in one of his movies, and it sounded like it was an improv, so I've been busting his chops about it. I guess it just makes me old, maybe.
Has he answered you?
Huh?
Has he answered you?
He said he was joking, but he's full of shit. I think he really does not like them. Oh, my character?
Yeah.
Didn't really go that deep. No. Just a cop who would rather be involved in real stuff than not coming to a mall to check out what a pervert was doing. And In one of the previous scripts, and it's something that I've kind of remembered, is that kind of like I got the short straw. You know, we're all sitting around, and, you know, I got to go to the mall because I was here before. Then after the pervert, there's, you know, something, the shoes are stolen. So as far as I'm concerned, it's, I'd rather be out investigating a murder than looking for the shoe thief.
You've worked in all types of genres. Do you have a preference as an actor? Do you like bouncing from drama to comedy, you know?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, that's what I'd like. I'd like to get more of these, and maybe something like this helps. I mean, Heartbreakers was somewhat like this. And I like to think that in the movies, there is some humor there, but nothing that is as extreme as this. Maybe the only thing, I did a movie with Miss Piggy, Muppets from Space, so maybe that was a little humorous.
Well, your Just Shoot Me appearances were...
Just Shoot Me,
also,
that's true.
As yourself, but...
And the B-movie... I don't know if I was funny, but...
Which of the fake mall stores would you maybe actually shop at if they were real?
Say that again?
A lot of the mall stores are fake. They've been dressed up. Which of them look like shops you might actually go shopping in?
I just saw one. Oh, because we're here in New Mexico, there's a hat store there. I definitely need a bigger hat because
tip
the sun
the
is really brutal here. But I haven't really looked that close at the... probably the hat store.
What's it like for you filming on location like this in New Mexico? You've obviously filmed probably all around the world. So do you enjoy the location filming, and what's the perk of New Mexico?
Well, we did Wild Hogs here, but that was in Santa Fe. I mean, this I'm sure we could have done anywhere. I'm sure they could have built a set in L.A. inside a soundstage, so I don't know if we're really getting any advantage. I think the producers are getting an advantage by you know, getting a tax break by coming here. But as far as acting, like for Wild Hogs, it made perfect sense because we're out. There's long roads. You know, could never do that in L.A. to ride the motorcycles. There was the town Madrid that was really a funky, hippie kind of town. So in that sense, but this, it's just what they chose. But I mean, we could have been anywhere because most of it, all my stuff is in the mall except for one thing outside one night.
But as an actor, do you enjoy traveling out of L.A.? I'm not sure where you live, but do you enjoy
No, because I got to finish, you know, finish this and get right home because my daughter's graduating. She's going from the third grade to the fourth grade, but she really wants me there. So that, you know, because of my daughter, it makes it hard. And luckily, it's close enough that if you have a few days off, even over the weekend, you could fly home. So this, I'd rather be closer to home unless it's something exotic. The next thing I'm doing is in Michigan.
Well, that's exotic, right?
Well, we might as well throw that out there. So what are you doing next?
This movie with Michael Cera called...
It's based on a book.
Yeah, it's based on a book. What, are you know it?
Yeah, I just finished a movie with Michael, but I can't remember what it's called. And the director did...
Michael Arteta, Miguel Arteta, I don't know. He did the thing with Jennifer Aniston.
Good Girl.
I think so.
It was The Good Girl.
Oh, God, what the... I'll find out what the name of it is.
I know. He's online.
What is it? Oh, okay.
Well, while he's looking it up, so what were you doing before this project? Were you working on anything?
I did some... Tim Allen directed a movie, and we became friends during... Wild
Youth
Hogs,
and
Youth and Revolt. There it is. So he directed something with myself, Sigourney Weaver, Kelsey Grammer, a bunch of people.
So what is your part in that?
I play his best friend that tries to get him back, and he's a character. It's a comedy. We hope. He's a guy who's in jail. He kind of took the fall for me. We own a pirating. We make movies and send them to China. And he comes back, and I want him back at the job. He doesn't. His girlfriend, he thinks, is dead, but she isn't dead, and blah, blah, blah.
And you mentioned Youth in Revolt.
Right.
So what was it about that project that attracted you to working on it? And are you familiar with Michael Cera, like in Superbad and everything else?
Yeah, I think just that. I mean, there's some method behind the madness where you work with someone like Seth and those guys. There's a different audience that you're hitting. And I think that's just smart to keep things going. There were really good scripts, more important. It was good parts, good directors. And I was fortunate enough to get them.
What are you playing in Youth in Revolt?
I'm playing a cop who goes to bed with his mother right after her second husband dies. And he just seems to be like a pain in the butt to me. I just want the kid out of there. And it's basically a coming-of-age story. He just wants to finally be, you know, with a woman, a girl for the first time.
Do you have a special understanding of cops from all the ones you've played?
I wouldn't say special understanding, but having gone around on ride-alongs and things like that, you definitely see human beings, you know. I mean, I don't know how much you've dealt or know any cops, but, you know, at first, you know, you just see the uniform that you're either going to be in trouble or you need help. And I just realized, you know, that there's a human being under there. There's a method to their madness. There's a reason why they stop you for something that you think is ridiculous, but they've seen so many bad things and accidents that really they are helping you. You know, it is for your own good, but you don't notice that at first. So, you know, from hanging out with them, the same thing with I've met a lot of doctors and went to open heart surgeries and things like that for a movie. And again, you see that, you know, there's a human being there, you know, aside from just the white.
Do you have more fun playing the cops or the criminals?
Well, I guess the bad guys, because I mean, I've never been in a fight in my life. My friends they laugh at the fact that I'm playing these kind of characters. So, you know, it's always fun to play something that you're not.
And Wild Hogs was actually very successful, and they've talked about doing a sequel and all that other stuff. You heard anything about that?
That's the reason why I did Tim's movie. I was just sucking up, so they put me in the sequel to that.
Now,
I heard that they are doing it, but then the writer's strike kind of put it on hold, and I don't really know what's going on with it. If it happens for me, fine. If it doesn't, it's, you know, it was really the girl's story anyhow. That's what I called the four of them.
You have to come back for revenge, though.
You'd think. You got to go?
Yeah, we got
okay.
Maybe one more question.
Can you talk about anything that you filmed in this so far that you're particularly excited about?
I got a movie called Crossing Over that Wayne Kramer directed with Harrison Ford and Sean Penn. That was a lot of fun. That's coming out in August. And then I did something with Jessica Biel and Forrest Whitaker that called Powder Blue that I think could be pretty good.
What part do you play in that? I know Jessica plays, I think, a stripper in that film.
Yeah, I'm her dad, that she doesn't know is her dad.
And have you seen a rough cut of it yet?
No, not yet.
And how about Crossing Over? What are you playing?
An immigration guy. I'm in charge of the green cards, and this girl from Australia is working illegally, and I hold it over her head.
That's a big cast, right? But it's like sort of like a sprawling story. Did you work with everybody? Or
mine was mostly with... Jeez, I'm so horrible with this. The race car driver's wife, Judd's...
Oh, Ashley Judd.
Yeah, Ashley Judd.
Dario's wife.
Thank you. Thank you very much.